This episode of Lazy Elite is sponsored by MapHook. Go to maphook.com today and sign up for your free account and hook into your interests.
You are listening to the Ladies of Elite.
Welcome back, everyone, to Lays of Leet for December 15th, 2010. This is episode 32, and this is the podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I am Kim.
And I am Stephanie.
And today we will be discussing World of Warcraft Cataclysm. That's our main game, and we're also going to be covering the year-end, what our best, worst, most overrated type games, because the VGA awards just happened a few days ago, so it just kind of seems fitting. It's the end of the year, the awards have happened, everybody's rating games, and so we thought we'd have a little fun with that. And as you can hear, I have a cold, so not feeling so great.
I swear it's going around. I swear everyone's got the same thing this year. It's horrible.
I can't kick it either because I've had this.
Exactly. This is like week two for me.
Are you
but
sick
you
too?
Like travel too, so that does not help.
No,
at all.
No.
Getting on the plane with those snotty people.
I feel so bad too. Like I had to travel the other day for work, and I'm like sitting next to people going, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I said the same thing.
Like, well, I'm thinking, don't cough, don't sniffle, don't seem like you have any symptoms. Because I know when people do, like, they cough around me, I'm like, oh, get away, get away. So,
you feel like in that that movie theater where somebody coughs and you just
outbreak.
See
that's just every single time I think about that, because they in that movie they put you into like the little particles and everybody's laughing. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're going in people's mouths and yeah, it's disgusting.
This time of year stinks. Stay in my little
comfort.
We hope you guys are all.
Yes,
good.
I hope you are too. Just stay inside. Stay inside and play games.
That's right.
Yeah,
you don't need those germs outside.
So, and we also have the winner of the MapHook contest to announce here shortly.
So exciting!
And we'll be announcing that shortly. And then I also have another special announcement during that time as well. So let's kick off our game of the show, which is, of course, World of Warcraft Cataclysm. Hooray, yes. It finally came out.
And how long has everyone been waiting for this?
Oh my lord.
Well, they
at least most of the year, right?
They officially they officially announced August 21st, 2009. So we all were like, yay, there's another expansion.
But everyone knew about it August 20th.
Way to steal their thunder. That was just horrible.
But it came out, and it came out on time, which was, I mean, everyone thought that it would be around this time. So they did pretty good.
So, for those that are listening that do not play World of Warcraft, this is the third expansion, and you do need the other expansions like Lich King, correct, and Burning Crusades to play this expansion, which is Cataclysm, which pretty much changes the entire world.
Oh, yeah.
So for those of us that have been playing for years and years, it's kind of a total game changer, literally. And it's kind of nice. I'm really enjoying it.
Absolutely.
And
well, I think this is what they needed to get people interested again. I think Wrath of the Lich King, while it had some good points, I think Burning Crusade was a much, much better expansion.
That's
I enjoyed
I
that one much more than I did Wrath. And I think people were getting burned out a lot worse this time than they were with the previous one. And I think this is like a big change. So this got people excited again.
Well, and we talked about it last episode about the portals disappearing from Dalaran.
Yes.
And we're like, why did they do this? Well, it makes sense. And we even had a listener write in that, you know, with Brewing Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King, we were all about Alliance and Horde commingling in the same cities, whether it be Shat or Dalaran. Now it's all about you go to each of the two factions, Alliance and Horde, go to their sides. And I haven't seen Alliance in maybe once, you know, when they're flag yellow and I wanted to kill them, you know. So this expansion really kind of goes back to its roots of Alliance and Horde, and you're in your own major cities, whether it be Horde for Orgrimmar and Stormwind for the Alliance. So just to kind of give people an update of what Cataclysm.
Wasn't that horrible? I just don't buy
I feel
that.
Bad making fun of her. I don't even know if it was legitimate. Like, for those of you who are wondering what I'm referring to, is there was a YouTube video where a girl was kind of recapping what World of Warcraft Cataclysm. I can't even.
Yeah.
I mispronounced the mispronunciation. So it was just I'm sure somebody captured it. I'm sure you could probably find it out there. But I don't. She might have been for real on it. I'm not sure. But anyway, the central plot of the expansion is the return of the evil dragon Deathwing the Destroyer. So this expansion's all about him, and he has basically created a big crack in the world, right? Where that's what's caused the changes of the landscape. Everything has changed. Now we can fly in the old world, or I call it New World now.
So feels like it.
Because it is a new world.
Yeah, because it used to be called the old world. I'm like, now it's the new world. So now we're able to fly, which you do have to get that training. So before you leave Dalaran, see that flight trainer before you leave with your 80, because then you'll be like me. You're like, why can't I fly?
Yeah, why can't I fly?
Like, oh, crap, I forgot to get that training, which is like 200 gold or something like that.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
So let's see. Anyway, he was last seen in Warcraft 2. Deathwing has spent the time healing himself and plotting his revenge.
It seems so silly. He's a dragon.
Yeah. So, and basically it's his story, and Thrall is no longer the war chief, and he is now part of the Earthen Ring, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was this kind of the basic story in the Shattering the Book that kind of outlined this?
Right. I highly recommend people to read it. It's like $15 on Amazon for the hardback, and it's actually a really good story. It tells both sides. Mm-hmm. It tells Thrall's story and the Alliance story, but actually not Varen, but his son. Hmm. And that's really kind of the theme of the book, is sons coming up and recognizing their place in the power structure. The book starts out with, it's the end of the war against the Lich King. So everyone's kind of gathering up their stuff, mm-hmm. and they're going home trying to heal their wounds, you know, because both sides lost a lot of important people and just a lot of people in general. And it starts with talking about the Horde, you know, through Thrall's side, the fact that there's something not quite right in the land. There's not enough lumber. There's not enough food. There's something really wrong. And as a shaman, he feels a particular connection to the elements. He feels that there's something just not quite right. And the fact that there is such a shortage of supplies is causing tensions with the night elves, who are in Ashenvale. And of course, there's a whole bunch of trees there, and we want the trees. So there's a lot of conflicts there.
Yeah.
And the Tauren, who are aligned with the night elves as druids through the Cenarian Circle, Cairn, as the leader of the Bloodhoofs, as the leader of the Tauren, wants to work with the Night Elves. He's like, look, let me go up there and we'll talk this out and we'll see if we can't come to something. And this is part of my problem with Garrosh, who, you know, has come back as a war hero, as he sees any form of negotiation as a sign of weakness.
Right.
Like, he absolutely refuses to negotiate. And when a group of Night Elves are attacked, you know, everyone, the Alliance wants Thrall to say, look, I'll turn over whoever did this to the Alliance for punishment. And Thrall says, look, I can't do that. I can't give a member of the Horde to the Alliance for you to punish. Right. That's just not going to happen. And that's when you can feel the tensions between the two sides ratcheting up again. You know, like, there's really a lot of old hatreds coming back up. And as Thrall realizes that there's something really, really wrong with the elements, he decides that he has to go back to Outland, where the orcs came from, and kind of get back in touch with the shaman side and see if they can't figure out they can help him figure out what's wrong. So he puts Garrosh in charge.
This seems like a very lore heavy expansion. Like,
yes,
it's really kind of cool to get into some of these stories a little bit deeper and in the characters a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And
it actually explains why Orgrimmar looks so different now too. The book explains that before Thrall left, a huge fire broke out in Orgrimmar. And Thrall, of course, and all the other shaman tried to put the fire out because they, of course, commune with the elements, and the fire was not responding to them. It literally was not listening to them.
Hmm.
And they were like, oh, okay, this, now something's really wrong. And so, of course, the fire destroyed a heavy section of Orgrimmar.
Right.
And as Thrall's away, Garrosh decided to redesign it.
He did. He just had a flare, and he's like, girl, you're going to put that over there.
That's right. It's like, and it's all metal. And, you know, he went old school.
Yeah.
He went to, rather than, you know, all
touch with earth. Vintage, like, is what we call it now.
Yeah.
Vintage Orgrimmar.
So on the flip side, the Alliance, they're experiencing earthquakes just like we have.
Right.
We've been experiencing a lot of earthquakes lately. And that's actually Deathwing, of course, rumbling underground as he, you know, gets ready to break free. And on the Alliance side, they actually lose their king, the king of the dwarves, Bronzebeard. He tries to commune with the earth too, even though they're, you know, it's not a shaman, but they're from the dwarves.
Right.
The dwarves are actually from the earthen aspect. So they're actually of the earth. So he tries this ancient ceremony that's supposed to make him part of the earth so he can find out too what's going on. And it actually crystallizes him and kills him. So that's why when you go to the Alliance, there's three leaders now because, and this is all in the book, he actually had a daughter who married the leader of the Dark Iron Dwarves, who are, you know, Black Rock Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, nobody's friendly with them. So when she finds out that her dad is dead, she comes back to take the throne. And Varen comes in and says, no, you can't. And because she actually locks down all of Ironforge and traps Varen's son in Ironforge as she tries to take over the dwarves. And there's a huge power struggle, you know. And so then we have, you know, the Varen's son trying to negotiate some peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we have on the Alliance side, we have Cairn's son, Bane, trying to do the same thing. He's trying to reignite the Tauren after they were completely betrayed. And of course, as everyone knows now, Garrosh killed Cairn with a poisoned blade, but he didn't know it was poisoned. It was actually the Grim Totem are a faction of the Tauren that have never joined the Horde. If you've ever been in Feralas and you saw those druids walking around, the Grim Totem, that's them.
Okay.
Yeah, so Cairn kept them close in Thunderbluff, but they never officially joined the Horde. And she saw this, the leader of the Grim Totems, she saw this fight between Garrosh and Cairn as her chance to take control.
Mm-hmm.
And so she poisoned Garrosh's blade and killed Cairn.
Well,
and in the middle of the night, they scaled the walls of Thunderbluff and assassinated dozens of Tauren.
So there's a lot going on now.
There's always a ton going on.
But I think too,
that's incredible.
I think also this expansion introduces The opportunity for new players to get involved. So
and the new races, and the new class, the goblins and the worgens.
Exactly. So, and the way that they've structured the new world, as far as the zone leveling, I think mm-hmm. It makes much more sense now, and kind of how things flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a number of people that have never played Warcraft say, you know, can I still come? I'm like, in fact, right now is the best time to start. If you even thought about checking out this game, I think it's a really, really great time. Just the goblins alone for me make it worth this purchase. Mm-hmm. So for those that are 80, they have the ability to progress on to level 85 and mm-hmm. experience some pretty awesome underwater areas.
Isn't that just amazing?
I haven't even done it yet.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I am actually almost waiting because I want to, it's almost like I want to just hold on to it for as long as possible. Because my
that's what I'm doing too. I'm alternating between my 80s and giving them rested XP, so I'd gain a level and then I'll set them aside and I'll move to another one.
Drives me nuts. Why do people just have to rush to 85 instead of slowing down and actually enjoying it and taking their time and experiencing it.
But here's the thing. This game allows for all type of players. So if I am an achievement personality, then I want to be the first one at 85. I want to be the first one to be the master in herbalism or alchemy. You know, that's what I get enjoyment from that game. And everyone plays this game completely different. And and that's what I love about it, to be honest with you. So I love questing. I'm not a huge raider, but I will raid at the end when there's nothing else to do. But and it's times like these when new expansions come out that remind me how much I enjoy the leveling and questing process.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we ran into the same thing with like the last expansion. The queues have been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right. They really were. They've calmed down now. Now you can get in no problem. There isn't a queue.
Northern Ring, I thought there was still on other
sides.
They still have some problems.
I think most of them are cleared out because ours was a really heavily populated server, Earthen Ring.
Yeah, ours is locked now. You can't transfer to it.
Yeah. But I mean the world first, and I find this excessive.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask you. I was on for an 85 ranger, and it was less than it hadn't even been out for 12 hours.
Right.
And somebody got to 85, and I'm like, what?
I just got it installed. Is even worse than that.
Are you kidding me?
It was 5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
5 hours?
Yeah.
How do you... I just don't understand that.
I know. That's the thing. Yeah, right.
That kind of makes me ill a little, because you know he didn't experience anything, really. I was watching somebody was obviously interviewing him, and he's done this before, and he planned it all out. He's one of those theory craft people where he planned it all out and he tested it in the beta and he knew how he was going to do it. And
it's all math at that point, right?
Yeah, it's all math. He wasn't going around doing quests like we were doing. He literally went to one area where he knew a whole bunch of mobs were going to spawn at an insane rate. And actually had a raid help him.
Oh.
So he would go tag the mobs and they would kill it for him and he got all the XP.
Oh.
End of story. 5 hours later, bam, he's world first 85. I find that disappointing.
He's got a world first, which is, I mean, he got the achievement. But that's what you have to do to get it. And
Because I was thinking it was questing. I'm like, there's no way.
If you want to wind your watch that way, I guess go for it. But
I guess so. I don't like it that way, but I get a little bit slower. So.
Yeah, exactly. I like it a little bit slower.
Because my mind, I'm going, I can't even quest that fast. How in the world?
Exactly.
Now it makes sense. Okay.
I think he said he turned in a total of 25 quests. which is nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing. And then he just went, crazy. He said, he did say the heirlooms, which if anyone does still have heirlooms, do work from 80 to 81, but they do not work past that up to 85.
Good to know.
So this one, again, is just all the things that he learned in beta.
Yeah.
You know, he learned that I could do this, I can do that, blah, blah, and we're done. And then he got to 85.
Well, but you know, I really World's hope first. That he goes back and enjoys other
I'm sure he will.
Stuff. Yeah. You know, I mean, I imagine that was his first tune that he picked that tune to do it.
Right.
But you know, maybe he'll go back and actually enjoy or experience it. I'm sure he enjoyed getting the world first. I mean, I would love to get a world first, but
yeah.
Well, and you have to imagine too, because he's in Europe, they had it 9 hours before we ever did.
Oh yeah.
So you're unless you live in Europe, it's never gonna be a world first in America.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
So Stephanie, tell us about your experience picking up your copy of Cataclysm.
Oh, you had, that's right. Like, you went
certainly did.
Mine, I went down to Best Buy and I said, I'm gonna pick it up, and she said, okay, let me get it for you.
Oh my God.
Give it to me, you know? That was it.
That was mine too. Wow. That's exactly what mine was.
Yeah, wow. No, I mean, there was not even anybody in the store. I walked up to customer service. She's like,
Did she say to you, do you actually play this game?
Wow.
Yeah, she said something about, you know, is this for your kid? And I'm like, no, it's for me.
Holy smokes.
But I'm excited to hear about your...
Yes. Okay. So so on Monday, December 6th, because of course it releases at midnight on December 7th, I went to the Fountain Valley Fry's Electronics here in Southern California because they were going to have a release party.
Mm-hmm.
And it started at 9, but of course I had to get there early. So I rolled up about 6:30-ish, and the line's going around the building already. Like people
already?
Have been camping out. Oh, yeah. People have been camping out for days there. People were wearing balloon Murloc hats. It was a good time.
Awesome.
So I go to the back of the line, and the girl is handing out bracelets with a number on them, so that you don't have to stay in line, but the number will determine how quickly you can purchase at midnight, right? They'll call out a group, and then you go in and buy your stuff. I'm like, okay, cool, so I don't have to stand in line. So I go and chill, and Link actually came out and hung out with me.
Oh, fun.
And from 9 to midnight, we were entertained with every single cinematic that Blizzard has ever done, which, of course, I've seen a bajillion times.
Because you're at BlizzCon.
Yeah, I've seen them at BlizzCon, I've seen them everywhere, but it was still exciting to see them, you know,
yeah,
with a whole bunch of people that can appreciate it. And then they brought out some live music, this band called the Tavern Band,
uh-huh.
which does the music in the inns, you know, the music that mostly the Alliance gets to hear.
Right.
But I got to tell you, after working a full day and standing on my feet for another 6.5 hours in 45-degree weather, that was not what I needed to hear at that point.
Yeah,
I
mean, because that music's kind of...
Yeah. Old, very mellow.
It is mellow.
Yeah.
It was not what I needed to hear. I was feeling more tired just listening to it. I was like, I need to lay down at this point. I'm getting really tired. And so... The main attraction, of course, was the Elite Tauren Chieftain were playing, which is I love seeing them play.
I love those guys.
Did you film any of it?
I didn't get to film any of it. No, they had a little sign up about it, but and they were recording it themselves too.
Cool.
But if people don't know, the Elite Tauren Chieftain is actually made up of people who work at Blizzard, mostly you know art directors, and of course you know. The co-founder of Blizzard himself plays lead guitar, and they played all the great songs that we know, you know, like Rogues Do It From Behind and Power to the Horde, and they played a new Warrior song.
Did they play I Am Murloc?
I'm sorry? Yes, and I Am Murloc, of course, they had to play that one.
I love that song.
So then, of course, now, I've been outside since 6:30. It's now midnight, and I'm waiting for the line to move. I'm waiting for them to call out the numbers, and I don't hear anything. And we're kind of shuffling real slow in this line, and I'm starting... Now, Lank has left to go download his digitally.
He's like, see ya. I'm not gonna hang out here.
I am really tired. Unless this thing moves, I'm just gonna go home. And then I was like trying to steel myself. I'm like, no, look, you did not just stand here in this weather this long to give up now. So I kind of pushed my way to the side and I went up to the front and I said, what number are they on? And they said, oh, it's only 450. I'm like, 450? I'm 380. Get it out of here. And I just kind of ran to the front. Like, it's my turn.
Yes, Steph, go.
Once I got inside, I got my second wind, you know, because now we're in the heat. And I was like, yeah, all right.
It was really cold, wasn't it?
It was
California.
45 degrees outside.
Wow. 5 degrees for Southern California?
It's quite cold.
Yeah, you guys must have been like freezing.
And several of the girls were not wearing much.
Well, I saw your tweets about, you know, seeing the succubuses. Yeah. And you saw some other girls. Clint.
There was a girl, yeah, wearing a gold lamé mini skirt. And I could clearly see her thong because it was her mini skirt was about 4 inches too short.
And the guys are saying, describe it slower.
Yeah, really. And it was all okay then. But once I got inside, they started winding us around back to the front of the building. And then that's when, because the main attraction, of course, inside is that they were going to have people from Blizzard signing your stuff. Like, I got one collector's edition and one regular edition. And it was going to be all the artists and the people that worked on the music and all this great stuff. And so I thought, oh, this would be great. I'll get my stuff signed and meet some people and say hey. So as I'm standing in line, this guy comes running back to talk to his friend. He goes, Ghostcrawl is just here. And I just yelled at him about my paladin. I'm like, what?
He gets so much crap for the paladin.
I was like, for real? And his friend is like saying exactly what I said. I thought he was supposed to be in Europe. And that's what I'm saying in my head. I'm like, he was supposed to be in Europe. And he's like, no, man, he's in the line. I was like, sweet.
So did you meet him?
About his paladin. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, I was yelling at him about my paladin. I'm like, oh dear God.
My rep pally needs to be.
Exactly. Oh, so as it turned out, I lucked out and I was in the line that he was in. Greg Street is, of course, Ghostcrawler. And I'm like biding my time. I'm like, oh, what am I going to say? Of course, because when you talk to him, of course, he's the one who decides whether your character puts out more DPS or gets nerfed or whatever. He's the big cheese. And I'm dying to ask him something about Druid tanks, but I decided, no, I wasn't going to go that route because everybody was doing it, especially that guy with the paladins. So I was like, all right, I'm going to ask him about our guild. I'm going to ask him about AIE. Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah, so I get up there and I'm all like okay, look, AIE. Yeah, right. I'm like, okay. So here's my 1 minute conversation, because that's pretty much all I had. It was 1 minute with Greg Street. So at this point, it's about 12:20, right? So he's only been signing for 20 minutes. So he's still fairly fresh. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. And he's like, hi. I said, so can I ask you what happened with our guild? And he said, who's your guild? And of course, I was wearing my AIE bag, the red BlizzCon bag.
Yes, and I smell.
Yes, and I just pointed to the. I just pointed to it, and he goes. He looks at it, and he goes, oh. he knew who we were.
That big look
Before you say anything, I just want to say,
oh my God, how many people did she bring with her?
That the officers in AIE are awesome. I've been, we've been part of that whole trying to organize everyone in the co-guilds. Oh my God. Yeah. I just wanted to say and give a huge shout out to all of the officers in AIE, because it has been a crazy interesting. Because I got into it and I'm like, oh my God, Ralph, is this how we do this?
Yeah. So this is unusual, but
yes, it's what we had to do to make it happen. So
they're incredible. Yeah. They're totally awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
So
he's kind of looking a little sheepish. He's like, and he's waiting for me to like yell at him, I guess, or something. And I said, so we wanted to ask you this at BlizzCon, but of course we didn't get the chance. I said, but what would have happened if we had gone into Cataclysm at 6,800 people? Because that's what we were. We were 6,870 odd people when we had to break up. And, And that's when he started to explain it. He said, you know, we didn't have the time or the resources in our database to allow for a guild that size. He said, if we did, we would have had to rewrite the code to allow every guild to reach that size. Mm. 6,800 people.
But here's what I don't understand. There was a lot of people up until just a few days ago. It was well over 1,000 and right. in the AIE Prime. And we were already, what, guild? It was already ranked level 2 or 3 or something like right. that. So right. the achievements were still happening.
They were still happening, exactly.
So I'm still not quite sure how all that works.
Exactly. So, you know, I said, you know, it's been really hard on us because we had to break up into 8 different guilds.
Yeah.
And that's when he kind of offered up. He said, well, you know, we want to implement a cross-guild chat feature in the release sometime soon.
Oh my and gosh, I said, oh,
that's
awesome.
Great, but we kind of had to make our own.
But,
you
know
what?
But if they do it, then, you know, if ours breaks or gets buggy, yes. oh my, I'm totally for that. That would
well,
be awesome.
Well, and it's not only officer chat. You know, that's what I'm really looking forward to is not yeah. just guild chat yeah. crossing multiple guilds, but officer chat
yeah.
crossing multiple guilds.
Yeah.
Well, and not only if they implement it, then our guys don't have to continuously maintain it, which yeah. is really a big pain in the butt. You know,
and more people could use it
we've
too.
Seen that before, yeah.
so
yep.
Well, that was a good question.
Yeah, so you know,
very good question, Steph.
And I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice about it and not just get in his face, you know, because I'm sure he's going to have hours of that.
And the listeners that are probably like, well, is AIE the only big guild out there? No, definitely not. Yeah. There's a lot more than just AIE. I just think yeah. we're the loudest
well,
right now.
I mean, there are at least 3 or 4 that are as, you know, that were 4,000 or more, yeah. but mm-hmm. there's a lot that are over 1,000, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them out there. So yeah, it didn't affect
I mean, us. if you have just, you know, 4 alts, 5 alts.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
It can add up very, very
And
quickly.
I saw that I saw your box with all the signatures. That's
yes.
cool. That
it's
is really
very,
cool.
very and cool.
I thought you got your other one, one of your other ones signed as well.
Were no, this was my first one to get signed by the developers.
Because I know at BlizzCon, you know, you can take your collector's box and go get it signed.
Right. But in this case, it wasn't just the artists, it was the people behind the scenes too. So, you know, I got to talk to, you know, we were standing there waiting your turn. And so I kind of turned to them and I said, so what did you work on in the game? And, you know, a lot of them worked on sound, which is, I mean, just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Soundtrack. And one of the things that still gives me a thrill is sitting in Ogrimmar and hearing that horn sound in the background. Love that. Love that sound. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the call to battle, you know, like, get ready, here it comes. And then you're like, oh, yeah, let's go. I got to talk to the Macintosh client people who I even high-fived them. I was like,
oh, you're like, I love you.
High-five for you.
They were taking their own polls too. Like I would get up to somebody and they'd be like, so what's your favorite holiday? And then I was kind of stumped. I was like, ooh, what is my favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Yeah, and that's what I went with.
I like Christmas because I get presents.
Then another one was which class are you going to take to 81st? And then I was kind of stumped on that one too. I was like, I said shaman.
Yeah, cool.
They're like, oh, okay, check on that. And so he had his little check box there.
That's cool.
My Brett Pally, what do you think?
Yeah, right, Pally's, woo!
So it sounds like it was a fun event.
It was, by the time I left, there was at least 500 people in the parking lot waiting to get inside.
Oh,
and there was about 60 people signing inside. So, you know, it was a fantastic event, and I was really glad that I went. You know, it was a little colder than I would have liked, but it's not how it
was. So for our official kind of buy it, rent it, skip it, I think this is pretty clear that we're all going to say buy it.
Heck yeah!
Even if you've never played WoW, which I know we have listeners that have never played WoW, I think just for the ability to roll a goblin or a worgen... those storylines.
Now you've done both, right?
I've completed the whole starting area of my goblin, and I've started my worgen, but I was feeling too sick, so I couldn't feel it.
Very different feel, though.
It is. It's a lot darker feel.
Totally different.
It feels
the worgen
more
very dark,
and the goblin is light and fun and cute. Right. And every time I got thrown up in the air, I'm like, "Wee!" Mark goes, it's just your care. I'm like, no, but it's fine. Wee!
So as much as I love the goblins, every time I go to a goblin city, like, say, because there are goblin cities now in Azshara, which used to be just kind of empty.
I love what they did there.
Love the bilgewater, right?
The track, the rockets, everything. It's just amazing. So
the one thing that I have to say is every time you put a goblin city near water, it makes me feel unclean. Because they've got oil barrels in, like, every pool of water that you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the goblin area in Orgrimmar, pools of water got oil barrels in them. I'm like, what are you doing? Just take them out. What, you can't store somewhere else?
I like the fact, too, that, it's going to be really easy for you to get to 20, and in 20, you get your mount, which for the goblins is this awesome motor trike. So I'm like, forget the hog. I don't need that anymore. I'm just going to.
That's right.
And I have to say, I rolled a rogue.
Yes, I saw
that. I love it, too.
Did you? Look at you.
I know. I really like it.
Rogue.
I'm going to be a nice rogue, though.
There's no such thing as a nice rogue.
I will be the first nice rogue.
Nice rogue. Excuse me while I sap you.
I know. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. So
I gotta say, one of the things that I'm enjoying, and this is just a shock from having played Wrath of the Lich King for so long, especially in the later, when you're going and doing a heroic, guess what's back? Crowd control. Which did not even exist in heroics in Lich King. I mean, seriously.
Exactly, yeah. Nobody
I was a mage. I can't even remember the last time I sheeped somebody. Can't even remember. Now, all of a sudden, you better.
Yeah.
You better bring your crowd control. Because, I mean, these guys hit really hard. And you're pulling, like, groups of 5 and 6 casters. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm really happy that crowd control is back. Because it was just blown over. Like, it didn't even exist.
I'm really curious to see. Because I really, really, really like my my goblin rogue. And I'm curious if that tune is going to be my favorite to play. Because I haven't even touched my paladin yet. So
make sure that you just log in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've done that.
Just so they can start getting rested XP.
Like, right.
Just a little tip.
Well, I've
just
been going.
Just log character in and let them sit in so they get rested.
Well, as part of the whole AIE trying to get everybody into their guilds, I've gone back through, like, even like my level 1 alts that I started up just to see the starting areas. I'm like, oh, Ralph, I have one. I have, like, Neomu and Neoshi and, like,
Neomu.
Like, all my names they start with Neo, so. That's awesome. So I have, like, all these random alts that I'm just using so I can get people into the guild.
Nice.
So, I dusted off a few alts for the new expansion.
Very cool.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've been talking about this game for a while. So
yeah. Well, it was a huge game.
It really is.
And it changed the world.
It of Warcraft.
Literally changed the
world. All right. So let's move on. So this isn't a 2-hour show, even though having a ton of
fun. We'll talk about it.
I know.
I'll keep talking.
A lot to talk about.
I know this is a lot of fun. All right. So have you guys been playing anything else besides Warcraft?
I have been busting out the iPad games.
I have
heavy.
Too. How about you? I think you've been playing what? Rage HD?
Yes. Plus, right now they have the seasonal versions of Cut the Rope and Angry Birds. So I've been downloading those too.
And also there is a game called Break the Marbles or Marble Break or something like that that I have been playing, and it's a lot of fun. Let me see what it's called here. Got to go to my iPad.
Well, since I was when I was traveling, I've been playing the heck out of Harry Potter Lego Harry Potter, years 1 through 4.
That. Do you like it?
I love it. They implemented it really nicely. And the fact that it's only like $4.99 versus $49 or $59, depending on which console you put it on.
Oh, yeah.
I love it on my iPad.
I almost got it.
You should definitely buy it. It's a lot of fun. It's really cute. And they've implemented the spells, because in the console versions, of course, you're using, you know, your X and your Y, or, you know, your buttons on the controller. This, you don't have any buttons. So they've had to figure out, well, how do we, you know, do certain spells? So it's all symbols on the iPad. So like for fire, you do a fire symbol with your finger or stylus or whatever. For the ability to put a group of Lego blocks together, it's a circle. And so you're learning these spells, and you're just learning new symbols on the iPad. Nice. And then you're also doing certain things where do polymorphing, and it's like almost a infinity symbol, and that interacts and engages a puzzling, and you're building Lego blocks, and you're trying to put these pieces together, and it's really, really, really well done. Totally worth the $5.
Cool. I'm going to get it. You know what else I've been playing is Zombie Farm.
What's
been playing the
heck? I saw you have been playing that.
I've been playing a ton of Zombie Farm. It's like Farmville, but with zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. It's so addicting.
And then you can send the zombies out to attack the neighboring farmer.
Yes, which is so much fun. And it pisses you off, though, when he kills like one of your healing zombies.
One of your good ones, yeah.
One of your good ones. You're like, don't kill that zombie.
Exactly.
Zombie. Scott makes you want to, you know, go make him hungry and attack him again.
Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to grow that one.
Well, speaking of zombies, I also downloaded yesterday a game on the iPad called Corpse Craft. Have you heard of this? It's brand new. I think it just came out just the other day. And you're two kids in a playground, and you're sending your zombies at each other to attack each other, and you get more zombies by almost doing it's a block game, and so you want to get a number of connecting blocks, and so you tap it, and let's say, you know, it's all red, and so all the red are gone. Mm-hmm. And so the more you get, the more zombies you have to attack the other kid in the playground. It's actually it's very what was that movie with Jim Carrey in it where he was
zombie?
No, it wasn't a zombie movie, but it was the style of it. And he had to take care of three kids, and he was mean and.
Snickety.
Yeah, it has that. Lemony Snicket. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. It has that feel to that to the game, but it's zombies. So
I'm gonna have to get that one.
It's
too.
Free.
You're gonna make me buy all.
No,
these
no,
things.
It's free. You don't have to. Yeah, so that's
that one free.
That one's free. There's
nice.
There's an upgrade to it, but the base of the game is free. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I went through Fallout New Vegas, and I did all the alternate endings.
You did?
I did. I was curious to see how they all ended.
That's what I did. You did that on... I did that on Fallout 3 to see kind of the best ending.
Well, my son, I realized he had... Because I had Fallout 3 on my PC, but he has it on his PS3. So I borrowed it from him, and I want to see how it's different on the PS3. Because I didn't like it on the PC so much. Mm-hmm. I went back and tried it on the PC, and I think that's why I didn't like Fallout 3 that much. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't go very far with it. Mm-hmm. I like it much better on the console. Much better.
I did, too. So,
now, Kim, what did you think of Rage HD?
Oh, that is fun. And it's,
isn't it?
So nice.
It's kind of the graphics are stunning.
They are. It is really a fun game.
It's a shooter, right?
I'm sorry?
It's a shooter.
It is like a post-apocalyptic shooter. It's like if you combined Dead Rising 2, that kind of arena type fighting against zombies with the Fallout New Vegas kind of stylish. Yeah. That's what you've got.
Huh. And you not only get to shoot zombies, but you're shooting at targets and
grabbing money.
grabbing
ammo and stuff. And the graphics are just terrific.
Yeah. Because it's done by id Software.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
It is, I mean, really, really good. I pull this out all the time to show people, and I'm like, do you know how much this game costs? $1.99.
That's all?
That game looks like a $50 game. Yeah, I mean, easy. Easy.
And it's so smooth. And yes. It's easy to play. I mean, not easy, but the controls are very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I caught on to it right away. It was exactly. I like this one.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, since so we're...
I highly recommend that for, if you're looking for a shooter, I mean, that one's a good one.
Yep.
And since we are talking about iPads, it's worth noting that those that are interested in the OnLive streaming gaming system, they just announced their iPad app, which you can download for free and watch other people playing video games.
Which it's getting
I'd be yelling at them.
Watching people play video games.
You know, yeah. It depends on the game. You know, if it just depends.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's something you want to check out this game before you buy it. You can go watch
because
people
you
play.
Because you can sign up. Here's the thing, though. I download this, and I thought I had a good internet connection, but I downloaded it, and it says, basically, you have too crappy of internet. You can't stream. I'm like,
wow.
Really? I really have cable.
And what kind of internet? Are you on DSL?
No,
or
I'm on fiber? I'm on cable.
Oh, you should have enough.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not even going to try. I'm like, Mark, are you downloading or uploading something?
Yeah, I'm rocking the DSL.
Because usually, you know, I have no problem. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm going to try it again. But I wanted to create an account and just to kind of get a feel for what it was about.
Sure.
Because you don't need a credit card now to sign up, and they give you a free trial window to play games and things like that. So if you're at all interested and you have the connection, definitely give it a look, because I think it's the first step in a bigger picture for them. In fact,
yeah, I agree.
They have, I was reading in the news, they had some patents. The owner of this online registered back in 2002, that there's already other companies that are trying to get into the space. So it should be interesting to see how that plays out. So
nice.
The other thing to make note of is it's Humble Bundle time, which, that means there are 5 independent games right now bundled together, and they are cross-platform. So PC, Mac, or Linux, they work on all 3. And the thing about this Humble Bundle is that you pick the price. So if you don't want to give a penny, or if you just want to give a penny, you can do it. So the games that they're, it's DRM free. You pay what you want. This helps charity. Actually, goes towards either the Electronic Frontier Foundation or Child's Play. And the 5 games that are included in this bundle, Braid, Cortex Command, Machinerum, which we've talked about in the past, and I own this game because it's really great. This game alone for me is worth it. It's a great puzzle game, and it's a cute little robot that you play. Osmosis and Revenge of the Titans. So if you go to humblebundle.com, or if you just Google it, you will find their front page. And so far, over 86,000 bundles have been purchased. And they will break it down, and they will show you who the cheapskates are.
Those damn PC,
and it's the PC people.
that is a fact.
They average $6.06. So it's a really great opportunity to get 5 great independent games, and you have a great little kind of thing where you can adjust how much money, so you can pick your flat. So let's say you want to pay $30, and then you can define the split, you know, all to charity, all to the developers, or you can customize it. So it's really kind of cool. And this is the second year that they're doing it, and I highly recommend it if you want to get some great games and also support the developers of independent games.
Yep.
So, like we said at the top of the show, it's the end of the year, and this is going to be our last episode until January 9th.
Aww.
I know, with holidays. It's been a great year. It has been a really great year.
I was going through these games. I went back through all our episodes this year, and I wrote down all the games that we talked about, and I put them in categories of good, bad, and I didn't really care.
Right.
So many in the good category.
Yes.
I was amazed how many good games there are out there this year. It was a good year for video games.
It really is. Absolutely. So why don't we start with that list then, Kim? I'll let you kick it off since you're the leader of this segment. Well,
we kind of went through and we're looking at the best game of the year, the worst game, most overrated game, most underrated game, favorite iPad game, iPhone, iPad. So my best, and this is a very hard thing to do, my best game of the year, I'm going to have to say Mass Effect 2.
Because you really enjoyed that.
Love that game. And I can't wait until Mass Effect 3. But there are so many others, and I'll mention some, because you guys may not, but, I think Heavy Rain was really good too. I think it was the first really inventive one in its genre there.
Drama. I mean, it really was
it was
a gaming drama. Drama game. I don't know.
Worst game of the year for me, Dead Rising 2. I was looking so forward to this game, and I was so disappointed. It was just bad. Mm. It was just bad. Let me see here. Most overrated game. I'm going to have to go with probably Medal of Honor. I know I stole that from Steph, but she knows something else.
Reading ahead.
I thought it was okay, but the multiplayer just really fell bad. Mm-hmm. It was just bad. Most underrated game. I'll let Steph do that because it's the same one for me. Those are the same
for
me. So I'll let you do those. but my favorite iPad, iPhone games. I'm going with Depict. That game was just so much fun for so long, and it's still fun. I still love to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And Angry Birds, you know, you got to go with Angry Birds. So those are, and then my games I'm most looking forward to. The one that I am really excited about is L.A. Noire.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
That one, it's going to be an RDR type game. You know, it's the open world. Same people doing it. I'm really looking forward to that one. There's a ton other that I'm looking forward to. But I'll stop now and let you guys go so I don't steal too many of yours.
That's all right.
I know I will. I can go on
and
on.
I think we have a lot of similar
things. No. Okay. I misspoke of my worst game of the year. I'm gonna step back and say Prison Break.
But that's a given.
Yeah.
Yes, I had actually written down as worst freaking game of the year.
Oh, just horrible.
So I think it's a tie between horrible. Dead Rising and Prison Break.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. So how about you, Steph?
For me, anybody that's listened to me knows what my favorite game of the year is. Cause that's really not even a stretch of the imagination. It was Red Dead. Yeah.
You were always on that game. Every time I logged on,
always I'm like, on that game. RDR. And then when you come out with the zombie expansion, totally. It was like the icing on the cake.
I think that was the best DLC of the year.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. That was just fantastic. I loved every second of that. Yeah. But, you know, I had to talk to somebody else for them to you know, kick it into my head. God of War 3 came out this year. I mean, it came out early in the year, but I mean, that was still a great game. Mm-hmm. But my best game was Red Dead Redemption.
But God of War 3 was just, I think, too short for me.
It was.
Yeah,
it was very short.
What? That's it? I mean, awesome game, but it was just, it didn't have that epic feel to it like Red Dead Redemption did.
Right. my worst game, I'm still going to stick with Mag, even though, you know, I obviously not a fan of Fallout New Vegas, but I'll give that one another shot. But Mag was also can fall into that overrated category where you thought it was going to be so much.
I was going to say, that's my overrated one.
And then it just fell like to nothing.
Yeah, it had a lot of potential because it was fun. I'm wondering if it was because also of the timing of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was still pretty popular.
It took a real serious hit when that came out.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, and it didn't. It just didn't catch on either. So,
and that game was all about online multiplayer.
Yeah. So if you didn't have the online presence, it was falling short. And that's what I think kind of happened. It just didn't catch on as well as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My overrated game, Dead Rising 2, and of course Medal of Honor. Like we were talking, and Medal of Honor, you know, had a lot of hype around it that it was going to be great, but it just didn't have, you know, the meat to hang out with, you know, Modern Warfare 2 and, you know, heck, even Battlefield was better.
Oh, I loved Bad Company 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, it was so good. They just came out with new DLC for that game too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and of course, Dead Rising 2, you know, that was on TV, like everywhere I looked, and they kept showing him riding the trike, and I was like, if you knew how much it was just tedium to even get to that. That was like a prime example of them taking all the best bits and throwing into a trailer and saying, ooh, look at all that I can do. And then not showing you the
and they never showed
you endless load screens. Oh, yeah. My Lord.
The cut screens and the load screens that went on. That was like the game. Yeah.
And here's the thing, too. We're talking from a console. I hear it's better on the PC.
So, well, but you still have the load.
Yeah, I know.
The
thing. But there are some people that really enjoyed it
for me.
Right. So I was thinking about this as most underrated because I wanted to give nods to these two games that I thought just didn't get the attention that they should have this year. One is Darksiders.
Definitely.
And the other is Singularity.
Those are perfect picks.
Singularity was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just plain fun. I don't care if it, you know, took the weapons from BioShock, and I don't care if it felt like all these other. It was just the way they put it together made it just a ton of fun.
And it was perfect timing too.
A time gun. You could melt.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Literally melt people. I mean, how awesome is that?
That was good. And Darksiders. I mean, yeah, it came out after God of War,
Before.
And people said it was, you know, going to be like a ripoff, but I think it had, you know, a great storyline to stand on its own. And if they do ever come out with a sequel, I'm probably just going to pee my pants.
I think I'm following the guy that's working on Darksiders 2.
That ending was epic.
Yeah, they're working on Darksiders 2. So
that's it, because that really was a good game. I mean, it was a solid game.
Absolutely.
A solid game that had a good story, good graphics, intuitive controls. I mean, it was a very solid game.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you can pick those up used or just pick them up for a good price, I say definitely pick those. Definitely. Those games are a good time. And then my favorite iPad and iPhone games, Plants vs. Zombies. I play it like you know, I'm on crack. I'm constantly playing that game, constantly. And of course, Angry Birds. And I'm getting into Cut the Rope too, which is just so, that little green guy is like, I squee with delight when I see him, especially.
Adopt him as a pet.
Yes, especially in the holiday one when he puts the little antlers on and he's ringing the bell. Oh my God. I'm just like, I just want to eat you up. You're just too cute.
Nom, 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 nom.
His name is Om Nom, by the way.
That's perfect.
His name is Om Nom. Love those games.
All right.
And what I'm most looking forward to for next year.
Yeah.
Batman Arkham City.
Yes, totally.
Portal 2.
The one you're most looking forward to?
Yes.
Wow.
Batman is supposed to release the fourth quarter of 2011.
I'm kind of surprised about that.
So, I'm sorry?
Oh, no. I would think it would be like Uncharted 3 or something. So,
you know, Uncharted 3 is, I'm hoping, you know, that it's going to be good, but I'm kind of have a sour taste in my mouth now that the whole movie thing is, you know, that they're going to put Mark Wahlberg in it.
Maybe the nerd rage will stop that from happening. I don't know.
No way. No way. I like Marky Mark.
Not as Nathan Drake.
Not as Nathan Drake. Every time I watch, you know, episodes of Firefly, I'm sitting there going, how can you not see that is Nathan Drake? That is him.
It's
right
not
there
Mark
in front
Wahlberg.
Of you. How do you not see that? Just stunning.
Come on, come on. Feel it. That's Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, it should be Nathan Fillion.
Yes, it should definitely be Nathan Fillion. Yeah. But and then, of course, BioShock Infinite.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I'm surprised, Kim, you didn't say Mass Effect 3.
Well, I am looking, I mean, yeah, huge. I'm really excited about Mass Effect 3, but that L.A. Noir, it's
some like cutting edge
time yeah, period yeah, that I love. Yeah. And
the graphics look amazing.
Right, yeah, and it's an epic type game. Yep.
You saw that demo about how they're doing the facial grab. Yep,
that's yeah, the game.
And that was the game,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's why, I mean, of course, Mass Effect 3, I will play the crap out of it when it comes out, but that other one just looks incredible, you know. And I'm also very excited about DC Universe Online now.
Yay! Speaking of,
I downloaded it today.
Okay. So just a public service announcement to all the PlayStation listeners. If you have PlayStation Plus, which is, this is why you want to get it, mm-hmm, you can download DC Universe Online beta right now. Log in.
However, a warning.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It's huge.
It's over 10 gig the base game, and that's like 115 meg, and then you download an update, and then you download the in-game download, and you can't do anything else while it's going.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours. It took me 2 hours.
Like 2.5 hours to download, and you can't use your PlayStation while that's happening.
So do that right before you go to bed.
Do it overnight or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, yes. I'm excited. I want to go and play it, you know, but it was downloading
and
while I was prepping.
I'm actually, I created a villain called, her name's Nini. And I'm on the PvE.
This looks like the work of Nini.
Nini. And she's on the PvE server right now. There's only two servers right now that you can pick from, a PvE and a PvP. And I'm just not ready to go on PvP just yet.
That must be rough.
Yeah, so
can I just say, and this, you just reminded me of this when you were talking about the downloads, I want to give props to Blizzard on how they handled this update, the Cataclysm release. Mm-hmm. You know, they broke it out, the big 4.0 release before, you know, Cataclysm, and then when you actually went and bought Cataclysm, you didn't have to repatch anything. You know, you just installed Cataclysm and went. I was sitting there waiting for, oh, look, another patch, but it never came. You know, mm-hmm, I think they did a great job of making sure you were up to date with what they were going to put in the box, yeah, and then just go.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I like their new system now where you...
The way that they roll
the three
it.
Levels yeah. of downloading.
How they roll it out.
Very cool.
And so, I have to say, just because we're talking about PlayStation Plus, mm-hmm, I have found that it's really worth it.
You have. The
demos that you get, yep, the free games that you get, the betas that you get.
I was going to say, you're going to talk me into it.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. I have gotten so many cool games that have been free.
And they have the free trial, too. Like, right now, I think it's, is it Infamous? Or?
No. It was...
I know Infamous was. It's a good game, but they give you an hour... Yeah. Trial of the game just to see if you like it, and then you can buy it.
I really like it. Plus you get the PlayStation Plus on there, or not PlayStation Plus, the Hulu Plus. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they lowered their prices. I think it's like $7.99 now for Hulu Plus.
Is it $7.99 or $6.99 or something? Yeah, like that.
They lowered the price.
Yeah, it's I have found it's really worth it. I was a little skeptical at first, but I'm glad I got it.
Very cool. Well, let me do mine, and I'll start with my worst game. Kane and Lynch 2 and Dante's Inferno. Oh,
did you actually play that?
I played the demo. And I was like, it was terrible. I didn't like it at all.
How disappointing to get past the box artwork. I mean, seriously, that was just horrible. Yeah,
it was a very...
How disappointing that Dante's Inferno was on your worst game list. Last year at this time, we were really looking forward to it.
That's right.
I didn't like that game at all. I tried the console, so the PS3 version and the PSP, and I tried really hard to get into it, and it just fell flat each time. Like, I'm going to get into it. No. And it was disappointment completely. No, I'm so disappointed in it because I really wanted to like it because I really am a fan of like the God of War type games, and it was trying that, but it just I just didn't like it. And I know there's people out there that are probably like, you're crazy. It was great. Nope, not for me.
No, it wasn't.
Not for me.
It really wasn't.
So, my best game of the year, I'm going to say Alan Wake.
Ah.
Good game.
Because this game for me got me to play my Xbox.
Which I had just been sitting there.
And I loved it. And in fact, the last DLC came out when Fallout New Vegas came out, and I totally missed it, and I'm really excited for my holiday break because I'm going to go back and play the last chapter of Alan Wake and kind of wrap up the story, which is called The Writer.
And speaking of Alan Wake, Time named it the video game of the year.
Oh, they did. Good. Yeah. I'm glad it won something because it really was a great game.
Yeah, and so you know how they've got the Time, they do Person of the Year and stuff like that. They named it the Game of the Year, which I thought was really good because it was a very unique game, they did it very well. It was a good game.
Yeah, liked it. I liked it a lot.
Me too.
I stayed up really, really late and got really, really scared, and it was just great.
Scared crap out of yourself.
Yeah, totally. Overrated. I'm gonna say Mag was my overrated. Mm. Underrated, I'm going with you, Steph. Singularity and Darksiders. I just really enjoyed both of those and thought, wow, they really didn't get much play.
No.
Favorite iPhone, iPad game? That's a tough one for me. Probably either Fruit Ninja, because I really have fun with the multiplayer on the iPad with that. I've had a lot of fun. Or Movie Cats.
I really like
well, of course, you know, I enjoy movies and movie trivia, so I have a lot of fun with that.
But you know, another one that I played a ton of is the Highborn.
I forgot about Highborn too.
Highborn, if you like the turn-based stuff.
And it was funny too.
Highborn is gorgeous. And it wasn't that expensive. I think that was only like $1.99.
It was cheap. Affordable.
I think it was expensive when it came out and then they dropped it.
Yeah.
But I really appreciated the humor of that too. Like if you took the time to read what they were saying, just really funny. Really funny.
And then what games I'm looking forward to next year? Resistance 3. Because I love the Resistance storyline and the whole franchise. That was my first shooter that really got me into even trying shooters, because it just had a really cool sci-fi storyline, and I'm looking forward to the continuation of that. BioShock Infinite. And we should say, you know, BioShock 2 came out. I don't think we gave BioShock 2 an honorable mention, but that was an awesome game.
It was it was released this year and loved it.
And it was good, but I think it was overshadowed like I said, I've got this whole column of good stuff, and I think it was overshadowed by some of those that were just outstanding.
Yeah.
I thought BioShock 2 was good.
Yeah.
But it was a lot like the first one, and it just didn't stand out as much as those other games.
You know, I was so drawn to that, I actually went back and redid the whole story all over again. That's how much I loved BioShock 2.
Really?
Like I really, really enjoyed that game.
Very cool.
And one of the things that I loved was at the end, there was three endings, right?
Yeah.
There was the same line repeated in each one, but it just spoke to the voice talent that if you spoke the same line with a different inflection, it had a completely different meaning to it. And I that's one of the things that I loved about it, was, you know, that it was all about your actions and how you treated the people throughout the game, you know, that it came back to either help you or hurt you in the end. I loved that game.
Very cool. So yeah.
And just so many others. Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to put a list of you'd share up there.
Yeah, go ahead and put it in the show notes and I can add it into the post.
Yeah, because there are some really good ones. There are some bad ones. There was some that we just didn't care about, like Mafia 2. And
I loved Mafia 2.
You did.
It was good, but it's not going to make this list.
No, it's not. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was really awesome.
Yeah, there's so many.
That's an awesome multiplayer. So, I mean, Black Ops. We didn't even.
Yeah, exactly. There's just way too many to even mention. And I am looking forward to the Nintendo DS 3D.
Are you?
But it's just going to be too expensive. I don't think I'm going to buy it because it's going to be too expensive.
What's their target price right now?
It's like $400 or something. I mean, it's crazy.
I thought it was
pay like $125 for it. You know, maybe even $150, but it's like crazy. I'm like, I'm not paying that much.
No.
So just a few of the other games that are going to be coming out next year that I can pretty much guarantee we'll be talking about: Portal 2, Diablo 3, Uncharted 3, of course.
Yep.
What else? Oh, Little Big Planet. Yep.
Little Big Planet. Yep.
And that's going to be interesting because I think that might actually convince me to buy the Move. Yeah. I'm looking. I'm trying to justify the Move.
I need it because of this game.
I need it. Yes. So, are you guys interested in Star Wars: The New Republic at all?
I played Knights of the Old Republic, so I was a fan of that, but. There's so much other good stuff out there that I just don't know.
That's the thing. I mean,
good it is.
Well, there's a lot of people like really excited about it, and I'm thinking, God, they're going to be disappointed. You know, I have that feeling they're going to be. Yeah,
people are saying that about DCUO as well. You know,
that's true.
Is that going to be overhyped? And it you never know how it's going to find its place in the market.
Well, yeah, like right now they reactivated our accounts and you can play for free right now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can. Or I got an email saying, hey,
I didn't get an email.
Why did you reactivate my account? And then I went on and read it and it was like, well, you know, please come back and play for free for 2 weeks in the month of December. And I'm like, yeah, not so much. Good game. It was pretty. I had fun, but not enough to keep my interest.
Right. Well, and then with, you know, Champions Online now being free, they're all kind of going this free model. The ones that didn't necessarily make it as much as maybe initially thought. So they're trying a different route, which I commend them, you know, keep it going for the fans that enjoy those games.
Yep, so, trying.
All right. Well, let's move along since we're kind of running long. we'll also put up a link to those that are interested on the official Video Game Award winners. There were some interesting winners.
True.
Something I'll just announce a few of them. The best Wii game was Super Mario Galaxy 2. Best Xbox 360 was Mass Effect 2. The best PS3 game was God of War 3. Yeah. And the best PC game, we didn't even talk about this, StarCraft 2 was awesome. So
true.
There was I liked it.
Did you agree with the best character of the year?
Where's the best character?
I think it's like third from the top.
I'm looking at a different list. You are.
Oh, okay.
This
was the VGA list.
Yeah, yeah.
Their choices were Ezio. John Marston from Red Dead Redemption. Mm. Kratos from God of War 3. And Sergeant Woods from Black Ops.
So which one won?
Sergeant Woods from Black Ops.
Really?
No. I know.
No, right? I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
No. I mean, he was an interesting character and all that.
Who played his voice?
Woods was... I want to say
Neil. Oh,
no. It was he played the Jackson Pollock, the actor Ed Harris. That's it.
Huh. Ed Harris. Did he show up?
No, that's not.
Because the best performance by a human male was Neil Patrick Harris as Peter Parker in the Spider-Man game. So
They did that just
to get Neil Patrick Harris into the show. Know,
right? Come join our video games.
Exactly.
And then and the Red Dead Redemption won Game of the Year, which I know, Stephanie, you probably are happy to see that.
Very happy to see that.
I agree with that.
And of course, for character, I would have given it to John Marston, too, because that character, I mean, when I got to the end of that story, I was shocked at the ending.
Oh,
that's really just like broke my heart.
I like Ezio.
Spoiler alert, he dies. John Marston. I mean, that I spent the whole game.
I can't believe you just said that. I cannot believe.
How many months now?
I don't care.
You spent the whole game.
I still haven't gotten to the end.
I hate him.
Oh my God, Stephanie.
How do you not know that? How do you not know that he died at the end?
Oh my God.
How long have you been playing that game and you did
forever.
Not get to the end? Well, then I don't think you were ever going to get to the end.
I was. I was going to get around to it. On my Christmas break.
He doesn't die. Okay, that, no. It was. She's just doing that to mess with you.
Yeah, I was trolling. What?
Bye. All right.
There was another list that listed his wife, not his wife, the girl that
Bonnie,
as like one of the top 10 characters of the year. I was like, are you serious?
Oh yeah. I think it was in Game Informer. They were going
through. That's right. It was Game Informer.
They neglected.
That was weird.
It was a weird list because they didn't account for any PC characters. It was all consoles. And I thought, well, maybe, no, they review PC games too in this game, magazine. Yep. So I just thought it was odd that a good majority, like they took multiples from each game instead of kind of spreading the love a little.
Yeah, that was just a little too much.
Yeah, I thought so too. All right, so I guess it's time to announce the winner of the contest, right?
Yay!
So, are we
from our wonderful friends at MapFrame?
MapFrame. Like, hey, we just
that's where I work.
MapFrame? That's awesome.
Oh. MapFrame is if you need some mapping software for your utility, please come see me.
Awesome.
Maphook.com. So, we had a number of entries for this episode. And for those of you that are wondering how to enter this contest, it's by going to maphook.com and creating a hook of your best gaming moment of the week or whatever. We record every 2 weeks, so you have basically 2 weeks. Well, in this case, we're not going to record until January 9th, so you have a lot longer for the next one, which is the next announcement is that MapHook has decided to sponsor another show. So we have another game to give away. Yay! And the nice thing about this is we just randomly pick from all of the hooks that have LOL, GOW, Ladies of League, Game of the Week, in the description or somewhere in the details. Basically, that's just it allows me to search for it.
So, right?
That's how I get the list. So, and from that, we had, I think, around 30 entries or so. In fact, I just created a story of all of the people that entered the contest. And from that group of individuals, our winner of a game of their choice, up to $60, on any console or any platform, is I, Chrissy. For her, I shot a turkey. So she says in her details, I've never been a small town girl in real life, but I've always loved the cows. And wow, thank goodness they're not like the stinky ones here in Brush, Colorado. And all the other level one critters. No matter how many tunes I level, I always get a kick out of the critter bites on cows, squirrels, and bunnies. Apparently, however, the treats weren't as charming. The treats weren't such a charming treat. In fact, they didn't work at all when I turned my in real life boyfriend into a turkey in game with my turkey shooter. He turned me into one too, and we had a good laugh. She is the winner of the contest this episode. So if you would like to enter this contest and be entered in, it's really easy to do. You can either download the app on your either iPhone or iPod device and create a hook from there. Or you can just go to maphook.com as well, sign up for an account and create a hook from that as well. We're going to make this a little interesting because we have so much time between now and January 9th. There's a lot of stuff going on in the holidays. So Kim, Stephanie, and I, Stephanie, will be creating kind of hooks throughout this time period and making a story of our holiday period. So whether we've played games, we've made cookies, we've had fun with family, we're going to add some hooks and create a story. And that is what we would like you to do as well. So all you have to do, in fact, to create a story, you just need more than one hook in this program. And in there, you just need to make sure that you put LOLGOW in either the details or the description when you create the hooks or story.
And what I really like to do is go back and look at my hooks. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a little time capsule.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's a scrapbook, basically. You can go back and see what you were doing, and it's just a little reminder of things, and it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy doing
it. I enjoy reading our listeners' hooks, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
So, in fact, one of the entries, his gaming moment, was his wife gave him her Cataclysm collector's card, and he got a spectral tiger.
Ooh, I was like, nice. Oh,
that's not a gaming moment of the week. That's a gaming moment of the year.
Yeah. So, the fact that she didn't hit him over the head and take it back.
Tenzin, actually. That was one of his hooks. So I was like, oh, man. All I got were sandbox tigers.
I got pet biscuits, which I don't actually mind because I enjoy
it. It still would have been nice to get a spectral tiger. So,
agreed.
So, agreed. So congratulations to iChrissy for winning this week's contest, and good luck to those of you that would like to. I'll be putting up a blog post just to outline it if you have any questions. We'll be picking another winner for another game on January 9th. Granted that no one gets sick or, you know. those are always fun, and thanks to MapHook for sponsoring those contests, because I think it's a good matchup, you know? Pick any game you want.
And follow on Twitter too. It's just at MapHook. Mm-hmm. And they're a lot of fun to follow. You know, they're out there and they'll
engaged
with you, and they're very engaged and a lot of fun. I love reading their tweets too.
We also have something else to give away. In fact, let me play this,
that's right.
Let me play this call before I announce it.
Hi, Ladies Elite, this is Paul from San Diego. I just wanted to let you guys know that it was a nice to spend time with you at BlizzCon. My only disappointment was that I didn't get to meet Kim.
Aww.
Maybe someday it'll happen.
Me too.
Then my life would be complete.
Aww.
Please not fall into this.
Come to Dallas,
That's a lot of power you have there, Kim.
I'm gifting some lizard pets on behalf of the show.
Woo!
You may give it away as you please.
So Paul gave us some Blizzard pets to give away on the show.
That is just awesome.
Paul,
so we have a Moonkin hatchling and a Ragnar. How do you say that? Ragnaros. charity pet,
courtesy of Paul. So
yes, thank you very much.
Paul's a sweetheart. I've met him number of times. I met him at Comic-Con. We saw each other again at BlizzCon. So. He's always great and a great supporter of the show. So thank you, Paul. That was awesome of you.
Next year, we'll hook up at BlizzCon.
Yeah. So Kim, you had an idea on how we can give away these wonderful little in-game pets, because I almost want to take them myself.
That's adorable, aren't they?
They are.
So if you would like to enter to win one of these pets, just go to the site ladieselite.com and the show page, and leave a comment on your favorite thing about Cataclysm. Yep. All you have to do is put in a comment, and we will randomly choose two people from the comments we get. And you've got a long time to do it.
Yes.
You've got, what, 3 weeks, yeah. 3-4 weeks yep. to do it. So, and we'll be reminding people to go out and do it. And we have two pets to give away. So you've got pretty good odds.
Definitely. And it'll be this post. So it'll be episode 32 that you'll want to look for to put up your comment.
It's really easy to just leave a
comment. I like it this way because not everybody, like I said, not everybody that listens plays WoW, and maybe they don't need the pet. And this way, if you actively want to be entered into this drawing, that's how you do it. So
that's right.
Easy peasy. All right. So thanks again, Paul. That was super, super nice of you.
Yes, yes. And they are quite adorable.
The Moonkin.
The Moonkin hatchling you get according to which faction you are. So if you are Horde, you get the Horde-looking Moonkin. And if you're Alliance, you get the Alliance-looking Horde-kin.
I saw the cutest thing. Moonkin. I saw, is it the druid that turns into the Moonkin?
Mm-hmm.
He turned into the Moonkin, and they put his little Moonkin down, and they were both dancing.
Yes!
And I was like,
they're so cute.
Adorable!
Yeah. So cute. And, of course, little Ragnaros. He's actually a cooking fire, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And when you are moving, because he's obviously stationary most of the time, when you're like riding or flying or something like that, he disappears like under the ground and then he pops up when you stop moving.
That's cute.
It's very cool.
Oh, that's cute. I know. I'm gonna ask that for Christmas, I think.
There you go.
All righty. So we have two emails to read, and because my voice is going out, I'm going to hand it over to you guys to read those lovely emails.
So you gonna take the first one, Steph?
All right. This is from Steven, and he says, "Hello, ladies. Thanks for the podcast. My fiance brought it to my attention, and it has become one of the few podcasts I listen to regularly. Aww. Okay, now to the reason for my message. First off, the reason they gave incentives to leave Dalaran was because they wanted to reignite the feud between the Horde and the Alliance, and having both factions hanging out together doesn't help. That's very
agreed.
True. Secondly, I mean, it was, if you go there now, it's so empty. There's nothing going on out there. Nothing.
Oops.
Secondly, I was listening to an episode I missed and heard the all too common, "How do I get my girlfriend slash wife to play video games?" You answered that she has to already like that type of genre, and I completely agree. I had to slowly step my fiance up to WoW. She was already into fantasy fiction books and sci-fi shows. I had to get her to watch me play WoW a few times and then convinced her to try an MMO named Ragnarok Online.
Oh.
She quickly picked it up since it's an older and more simple version of the basic WoW combat and UI. After about a year, I let her start a character on my WoW account and let her play whenever she wanted and not pressure her to do so. Now she has more max level tunes than I, 20 times the gold, and much to my regret, in my opinion, is a better raider than I.
You're a good man, Steven.
It takes a big man to admit that.
Yes, it does.
All in all, the moral of the story is find games that she's interested in, be extremely patient, go at her pace, not yours, and help whenever asked, and offer to when she doesn't. I don't know about that one. And if the answer is no, don't push it. There you go. That's it. Yes. Most importantly, if she says she doesn't want to try it, or at least not right now, either drop it or shelve it for a later date. Sorry for being so long-winded. If I ramble too much, keep up the amazing work, ladies. Steven.
Great advice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And perfect advice. I mean, I think, and we've said this in a few shows, but it does. It really, you can't force somebody to like it if that's not the kind of thing that they like.
The helping part is key, because I can't tell you how many times I'll say, "Mark, what does this mean? What is this? How do I do that?"
Yes, thank goodness I have friends that will help me.
Yes, absolutely.
That's where guilds come in helpful.
Our next one is from Noelle. Nice time of the year, huh? Ladies Elite, I've been listening to you since your first episode and love the show.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Thank you. It's so refreshing to hear ladies talk about gaming on one hand and then commenting on how cute something is in the game on the Moonkin. Makes me feel right at home with my penchant for hugging every hunter's pet I see in WoW. Oh, yeah, I did the same thing. I love animals and rather heal the pet than the player sometimes.
Oh, yes. Especially those foxes. Have you seen how cute they are? They are the foxes. Just so adorable.
Where's the foxes?
The foxes are at the ruins of Gilneas, like, you know, right outside of Shadowfing. Oh, I'm sorry?
You can hunter containment?
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. The foxes and the also the dog, that kind of mastiff.
I started
dog.
A hunter and I have a bull mastiff.
Yes.
So cute.
And oh, let me tell you, for the raiders that still want to go back and do the Lich King, one of the crappy elements of the fight is a Valkyr will come in and pick a random person up and head them over to the edge and drop them. Guess what special feature the dog has? It's called Lockjaw, which actually traps the target in place and does not let go.
Aww.
Ah, hello!
That's cute.
Persists through damage and until the target's dead. Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Cool.
Sorry, we got sidetracked.
It's an ugly looking dog, but it's a fantastic
See, Noelle trait. Talks about pets and we're like, oh, it's so big, cute pets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, it's so cute, it's so cute. Okay, on with our email. I'm a 30-something gamer, but I primarily play PC games. I'm a programmer. We got a PC when I was 8, so I've been playing a long time. While my husband hooked me on WoW because it was about all the energy I had to do for a date when I was sick with my I usually got more into game like Civilization, all of them, King's Quest, and various tycoon games. Loved Roller Coaster Tycoon. You know, I've been wanting to play that.
I played that like a long time ago, the original.
Really? I want to play that. Yeah. God, we're like all off on our email.
This is a good email.
We're just off on tangents. I've done my favorite
of Sim City and Sims 2, much like Stephanie.
Yes.
With that said, my question is this. Could you suggest any PS3 games that might be appealing to someone like myself? I'd love to get my husband a PS3, but we don't feel it's justified if there's nothing on it that I'd want to play. When I look, most of the games seem to be racing or FPS. I've had a lot of fun with Mario Kart and the original GoldenEye, but honestly, GoldenEye was only fun in multiplayer. The campaign was boring to me. Thanks for a great show. I have a 4-month-old baby, and you've gotten me through many late night seasons.
Aww. Aww.
Kim gives me hope that my baby girl gets older, I'll eventually get back a bit more gaming time. Oh, you definitely will. You definitely nice. Will. let's see here. Well, there's games like Dragon Age on PS3 mm-hmm. that if you like WoW, you may like Dragon Age.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Just I hear you have to power through the first part of it, which I haven't been able to. Yeah, it's slow.
I had two suggestions come to mind when I read her email. First one, Mod Nation Racer.
Yeah.
Especially because you can build your own tracks.
Yep.
And that's what Roller Coaster Tycoon is. You know, you build your own roller coasters. I think
she probably
really
would like
that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Little Big
probably,
that's a fun game.
And the other one is Little Big Planet.
Because you can, and since she's a programmer, she would love building boards.
Yes, that is the perfect game for her. Because you can go build your worlds. You'll fall in love with the adorable little sack boy. I mean, mm-hmm. seriously, we'll fall in love with him. Mm-hmm. He is the cutest thing
in
the world.
And Little Big Planet 2 has even more improvements on the developer kit. So the cool thing is you can create these boards and you put them out there for everyone to play and they rate them and the really good ones become a really cool part of the game for people. So
yeah,
and you know what? And it's a perfect game for moms because you can do a little quick game if you want, or you know you can sit there and make it a longer game. It's really a game that you can control the time on it, how much time that you play, and you know, doesn't make you play so much. You know, it's not like Fallout.
You have to pause. It's like, oh my god, I'm still in the middle of this.
I missed three days. Where did the time go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Oh, and Mass Effect 2 is coming to PS3.
What's that?
Mass Effect 2 is coming to PS3 in January.
That's right.
And I loved Mass Effect 2. So.
That might be, but I look at Mass Effect as kind of like Fallout. It's a very intensive kind of game.
That is true. It's always that one more thing, and just one more thing, just one more thing. You know, you can break it up into smaller chunks, but you're just so involved in the game. You're so immersed in it that it takes you away.
If you're looking for a shorter game, more of a storyline, I think either Heavy Rain might be a good one because it's a short game, but it's you can play it a lot of different ways. It's a very deep game. And I think even something like God of War 3, very short, kind of fast paced. You can kind of, you know, work. Oh, she said PS3, not Xbox. Never mind. I was going to say Alan Wake.
don't forget the PS3 also has, I mean, it's a Blu-ray player, right? Yeah. So that's a bonus. And how often am I on there just running Netflix?
I know.
That is obscene.
I go in my friends. I go in my friends list, and everybody's on Netflix. Because you don't know.
When you're looking at all your friends, it's all Netflix.
Yeah. I almost want to get another PS3 for my bedroom so I can just lay in bed and watch
Netflix. It sounds so bad, but it makes it so worth it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it.
Blu-ray, Hulu, Netflix, and games. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's a good deal. Very good deal.
It's absolutely a good deal.
And I will say,
so don't regret buying your PS3.
Yeah, no. Well, and also you have a lot of these, they call them minis. So they have all these little mini games or arcade type, kind of like what Xbox does with the Xbox Arcade. So you can totally explore a lot of different games and relatively pretty cheap, you know, $5 or less.
A lot of them have free demos for you to.
So thanks so much for your email, Noelle. That was awesome. And good luck on your experience with PS3. Look us up. We're on there. So
that's right.
Nicole Spag. All right. Do we have any games that are going to... There's games coming out in the next 4 weeks.
Are there?
I think I'm going to try to... go back and play some of the games that I missed.
Yeah.
So many that I missed or didn't get a finish. That's going to, you know, I've got the whole week off next week.
Yeah.
So I'm like going to be playing stuff.
Yeah. I see Amazon is still having every deal there is possible on all of the games that we've talked about every single day. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. I know that there's some games going to be coming out in the next few weeks, but I'm going to focus on the ones I have.
Exactly.
And not really worry about buying any more because I still want to go back to New Vegas. I still haven't really even touched New Vegas. So I'm just doing a quick scan to see if there's anything. It doesn't look like there's really anything of consequence coming out in the next few weeks. Mm-mm. Unless there's a new DLC for Dead Rising 2, but
It's like co-op.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's co-op. Ooh. It does not look that fun.
Yeah, that doesn't look good. There's a new DS Sherlock Holmes game coming out, which I take it back. The worst one was that Sherlock Holmes game that I played.
Oh,
I totally forgot about that game. That was horrible. Oh yeah, that was horrible.
If you have an iPad or an iPhone, do yourself a favor and download that app called App Shopper. Because everyone who has an iPad, I tell them to go get
App Shopper?
App Shopper will absolutely just be the one that you go to every time you're looking for something.
That's where
new.
I found that Corpse Craft game for free.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm really glad the listener wrote in on that app because I use it constantly now.
Constantly. Great. If you only want to see the free stuff, it'll show you the free stuff. You know, you can see if it's had a price fluctuation, if it's ever gone down or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it shows the history. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So, awesome. All right. Well, I think that wraps up most of what we were going to cover. Again, thanks to MapHook for sponsoring the contest and this episode of Lays of Leet. Be sure if you have any... Paul. What's that?
Big thanks to Paul.
Yeah, huge thanks to Paul for the wonderful donation of the two Warcraft pets. And again, go to laysofleet.com to make a comment on this episode, episode 32, if you are interested in entering your name for those pets. And also go to lazyleet.com for the information on the map hook contest to be entered in to receive a free game of your choice for the next episode, which again is on January 9th. If you would like to contact us, Stephanie, would you like to give them the rundown of all that wonderful information?
Well, surely. Okay, so we'll start with the website, which she just mentioned, and you should already be going there right now. It's ladiesofleet.com. And we have our email address, which is ladiesofleet@gmail.com. And, of course, as you heard, we love voicemails. So if you want to attach it to an email, be my guest. We also have our Twitter accounts. We have one for Ladies of Leet, so @ladiesofleet. Kim is Randy's Molly. And Nicole is Nicole Spag, S-P-A-G. Myself is X-I-A-X-I-A-N-1, which is probably the worst one I've ever heard.
Right. I've gotten used to it. Shushan.
It's just
horrible. Used to it now, so
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just used to people call me X. And of course, the call-in number is area code 623-252-4263.
Awesome.
And we love hearing from you guys.
Yes, we do. And thanks to you, the listener, for making this year just awesome. And
yes,
here's to another great year of Ladies of Leet and wonderful gaming. It's been a blast. I love you guys.
Yes. So much fun!
It's been an incredible year. So much fun. And we've got some awesome fans. You guys seriously are best fans ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we joined Frog Pants Network this year too. There's a lot of cool stuff that happened this year. So
we forgot about
that. Oh, what's the status with the t-shirts?
Oh, well, the t-shirts, in fact, they're on I'm so out of it right now. You said t-shirts and I thought, oh, I need to send one to the last listener, which was Invader Kim. I have a shirt for her. And also I have a shirt for iChrissy. So you'll be getting your Ladies of Leet t-shirt. If you want to order your own Ladies of Leet t-shirt, there is a whole website called leettees.com that you can order your shirts. So, and I'm still working out how I want to do the shopping cart. For right now, that's what I have. So,
nice.
Leet, LEETTES.com will get you a Ladies of Leet t-shirt. So, we got a few of them. Woo! A few different styles up there. So,
awesome.
So, thanks, Kim. Thanks, Steph, for an awesome year.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim, you do a ton of work. And big props. Yes.
Our unsung behind the scenes, keeping everything running.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
You guys do a lot too.
Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And for the listeners, Happy Holidays, whatever you choose to celebrate. Or if you don't celebrate anything, stay warm.
Stay warm.
No colds. Stay away from those colds.
Everyone stay healthy.
Yes, definitely. So thanks again, and we will talk to you next year.
Such a bad joke, but I love it. Every year.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!